Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. So today's a big day because the doors are officially open to my signature program, Made to Do This. Made to Do This is a 90-day course where I will help you find that absolute clarity of what it is that you came to the world to do. What were you made to do? And by the end of the program, you will be doing it. You will monetize it so that you don't have to put it off till someday in the future, and it doesn't have to sit on the background. It can actually be the thing that you do every single day. You'll start making a living doing that thing that lights you up, doing that thing that helps you make an imprint in the world. We've had so much success. I've been able to coach thousands of people over the last few years, and I'm just amazed that people feel so satisfied doing this program. The testimonials are kind of off the hook. And it means the world to me because I really show up. It's not like a typical online course. It's not like you're watching a bunch of videos. You're with me. So every single week for 12 weeks, I show up on Zoom video calls and we talk and we walk through the steps together so that you will actually do the work. In fact, I really believe that people have enough on their to-do list, they need a to-done list. And so part of what we do that makes Made to Do This so special is, in addition to the calls where we teach you the steps and I'm there to coach you, in addition, we have implementation calls where I show up and make sure that you actually go ahead and do the assignment. So this program really is an insurance policy that you will not sit it out, that you will finish this year strong, that you will once and for all take a stand and say, I know that I came to this world to do something, to play a bigger game, and I want to break through my upper limit, and you absolutely will. I think this is one of the most magical communities you'll ever find online. And the way we set up this program, there's a tremendous amount of support. So every person who's in this program feels seen, and you will not get lost. We will make sure that you show up for yourself, that you show up for this process, and that you leave this program with your thing, and you are now doing it. So if you want to get more information, you can go to madetodothis.com. And actually, we have some fast action bonuses. So if you sign up in the next 24 hours, you will get a free ticket to our next event, the Arrive Summit, which is usually a $1,000 value. And you will also get my podcasting course for free, which is also a $1,500 value. Plus, you'll be getting a few extra bonus classes with some of my most favorite close friends who you've heard on this podcast. It really is the best value around. I feel almost like morally obligated to make sure that you guys all know that the doors are open and the enrollment closes next week because I don't want anybody to be left behind. This program is really so phenomenal. And I just feel so honored that like I get to be a part of your life and be with you in such an intimate way for 12 weeks. So please go check it out, madetodothis.com. We would love to have you in there. Doors are closing next week. In fact, today we're going to share a few epic stories from some of our students who just graduated from this program made to do this. These are incredible, good-hearted souls just like you, and they just went through 12 weeks and they really trusted the process, they put in the work, and the results are amazing. We're going to have all their links in the show notes, so you might want to check it out and give them some love. All right, so let's dive in. First, I want to share with you this amazing story from Drew Madden. He spent 10 years as a whitewater river rafting guide, but he wanted to be more creative and explore his art, and now he's completely immersed in a sticker business that has absolutely no signs of slowing down. I'm going to let him tell this remarkable story. Without further ado, please welcome the awesome Drew Madden. So welcome, Drew. Tell us all the things. Tell us what you're up to, what you do, and what's been going on with you the last few months.
So my name's Drew. I'm an illustrator, and I have a company. I run a small business called Rivers to Sea Stickers. I sell stickers to souvenir shops. That started about 5 years ago. I've been a whitewater rafting guide for 10 years. And about 5 years ago, I started wanting to get back into an art practice. And I decided to make some stickers for my hometown, put the name Lotus underneath them, just kind of as a hobby. I was substitute teaching and I just had time to practice drawing. And that summer, I sold a bunch of stickers and it paid for a flight for me to go to Africa and kayak the Zambezi River. So then after that, I was kind of doing it as a side hustle. And this last year, I decided I'm going to try and stop river guiding and try and do art full time. And then just to kind of go for it, we decided to move out. My partner and I, Emily, decided to move out of our studio in San Diego, which is like the most comfortable place to be, and move into a van and go around selling stickers.
That is the coolest thing. I love it. You're like, so I just sold some stickers, which then paid for me to take a flight to Africa. What are the words that you're saying? Oh my gosh. Tell us how that even went down and how are you making this happen?
Yeah, so for about 5 years, I was doing it as like a side hobby, working with stores and not really having that much confidence to go out and like ask people, but it started to grow. And then I just was like working so hard whitewater rafting, like it's manual labor. So you're just really putting in the work and it's wonderful. But I was like, this is really what I want to be doing. So I was like, I'm going to go for it. And then COVID happened and everything shut down. I was getting some momentum with stickers and I found your podcast and I kind of just started listening to it religiously as this grounding thing, because I was definitely freaking out about it. So then you had your 5-day challenge and I decided I'm going to do this business and I'm going to be traveling around to stores trying to sell stickers. And it was just kind of something that I had to do, was take this class. So then like throughout the class, I really started learning stuff. Like you forced us to like try a lot of stuff. So I really started thinking of like, what's like a free option? So I would go to stores, I would give them a free stand and 20 samples, and like, it just started working really, really well. I had like more confidence to go to more stores. And then if I really wanted to work with a store, I'd offer them like free artwork or a free design. And going to places, like I also tried cold calling people and emailing and just going into stores, presenting myself and showing that I'm a person and giving them that intimacy just really started working. And while I was taking your class, I was thinking, okay, maybe I'll add something else to my business and maybe I'll find something else. And my business just has grown so much in the last 3 months. I've actually grown as much in the last 3 months as I did in the previous 4 years.
Oh my God. It's amazing. Incredible. And I love that you followed that little inclination. Like I wish I could just like do more art, and then you had the courage. I mean, that is not an easy thing to walk into a store and share what you have to say. How do you do that? What makes it possible for you to walk in there?
You know, I think it's just a lot of practice, and it's a lot of practice about hitting your comfort zone and then just pushing a little bit past. I've definitely walked into stores and it's just like not a good fit. And sometimes I'll still make myself go in there just to keep that kind of like grit going. So it is just a lot of practice, and it is just a lot of like not focusing on rejection and focusing on like what's working, moving more into that. And then also like listening to what's working and then also finding what people want and really like giving that to them.
Wow. And what is working for people who are listening? Like, what would you say is the through line in the times where you do make the sale and you get the client and the store signs on to get involved? What makes that work?
Yeah, I think it's a lot like, instead of looking at business as something different, it's just keeping that communication intimate and like keeping it like, you know, you guys really would talk to us about what can I do for you before you're like asking someone, you know, to like buy something.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's like I did do a couple cold calls where I called people and it's just like the most uncomfortable thing ever. But when you go to someone and you're like, hey, I'm an artist, I can make you something. And, you know, finding that line to like, you know, valuing your time. But if you really want to work with someone, it's just like, you know, go for it and like figure out what you can do for them. So I'm just really excited. Just when COVID hit, it was like, I was getting some momentum in doing this. And then all of that was kind of lost for everyone. And just through like kind of each day pushing through, you know, your discomfort, each day I was like working during while I was taking this class, I was also building the inside of a camper van. And there were like so many times where you're just like, what exactly am I doing? Or kind of felt like I was going for like a home run as far as all these different aspects of my life. And just keeping moving forward each day was really helpful. And actually yesterday, my partner and I, Emily, we finished drilling our sink into our van. We finished connecting our solar, you know, so that we have electricity in our van. And I was just lying down in it and kind of in awe about, because it's taken a year. And then I didn't see. And then on the same day, you email me to be on the podcast. And it's a very surreal experience because it's just, you know, the same things you hear over and over about doubting yourself and not feeling good enough. Or, you know, you're always talking about all these women that need the space held for them. And I just like, you know, feel the same way. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you're speaking to like me as like a 29-year-old guy. And now it's like through the class and then connecting with the people in the class, we have our pods. And those five women were like so sweet to me and so amazing and like really pushing me forward. And at one point too, they said, you know, why don't you reach out to someone, one of your idols? So I reached out to three of them and two of them responded. One of them said he'd like to work with me. And it's just like, I just wouldn't have done that without that push.
So awesome. I don't even know. I don't have a good enough word, but it's kind of like, who says so? Who says that you can't pack up and ship off and go to this, you know, most beautiful national parks and make a living selling stickers and doing art and just enjoying the world that God made? Like, who says that the way to be a human being is to spend the best hours of our life in an office tied to a computer? Who said that? And why is that the only way to live a life? We just don't live life. And to hear you doing that, I mean, you're 29, for God's sakes, just the story of what you just told, that's a book. That's a movement. Like, you just being you now is a brand. This story has to be told. You building that van and selling those stickers is a lighthouse for so many people, because there is a shakeup right now and people are going to look back and say, this was the ultimate pattern interrupt and I'm getting in the van. I just love it. So the last thing I want to ask you, because I feel like people are going to sit here and say, how did you overcome the idea that most people would think there's no money in stickers? No one's going to buy stickers, especially during COVID. That's the last thing a person needs. How did you overcome that and build a business?
Yeah, you know, I was really looking at like what I could do to, like, it goes back to the helping people and stuff. And I did have enough money that I felt comfortable offering them those free, you know, samples so that they could try them out. They could try what I have to offer. And then they could come back to me and say, you know, this is really something that like I want in my store and stuff. And I guess it just comes down to like the, you know, 10 seconds of courage to just be like, send that email, give them a call, you know, ground yourself. There's this quote that I really love and it says, I forget who says it, but it says, above all, recognize that if you have had success, you have also had luck. And with luck comes obligation. You owe a debt, and not just to your gods, you owe a debt to the unlucky. And with like what I'm doing with the van, it's like I've had a lot of shame about having privilege throughout my life. And it's like knowing that I'm like worth it to live out my dreams. And through living my dreams, I can really have the platform to have money so that I can give back to people and I can give back to the unlucky. And yeah, when you're like, who am I to live in a van? I should be working harder, all that stuff. I've like done a lot of work with that over the last 3 months. So can't thank you enough for helping me, you know, just giving me the okay to further do this.
I mean, could there be a cooler story? No, we all adore you. Tell us where we can find you, where we can take maybe a glimpse of these stickers and maybe buy some.
Yeah, I have a website, riverstoseastickers.com. And then my Instagram is drewdraws, and it's got a couple underscores, but you'll see it. I've got a bunch of van pictures and my illustrations on there.
Thank you so much for sharing all of this. You're awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I can't thank you enough.
Oh my gosh, Drew. I want to put this story on repeat because it's so good. And I can't wait to see how big the sticker business is going to be. And also what you're going to build from your own personal brand, because truly, Drew, what you do and who you are is such a gift to the world. Remember, we have all of Drew's links in the show notes, so you can take a look there if you want to check out his awesome online sticker shop. All right, this next story is another one that's going to just blow your mind. We have Shannon Pinkston, who is a spiritual empowerment coach and an energy healer. She came into this program like a lot of others, not knowing what she was made to do, but she was willing to be vulnerable and she was willing to be available. And she's been able to build for herself one of the most powerful Cinderella stories I've ever heard. It's really unbelievable. So let's get into it. Here's the awesome Shannon Pinkston. Hi, Shannon. Welcome.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
I'm so thrilled you're here. And right from the beginning of this whole program, I was like, this woman is lit up and she has so much going on. Tell everybody what it is that you are about and what you've been busy doing the last few months.
It's super interesting. I have been on a crazy transformation, like healing journey of my own for about the last 20 years, the last 6 years or so, like lost my house and everything in it due to mold. My dad got run over by a hit and run driver and I had to like tap into my intuition to try to find the guy that ran him over and help save my dad's life. I've always sort of tapped into my intuition in these crazy traumatic times. My mom was in and out of a series of mental hospitals and I had to, you know, move in and take care of both my parents. And I'm running a commercial casting company for, you know, 30 years. And I ran a TV show. I did location casting for Prison Break. So I did all this stuff and I had this little Airstream that I could run away and hide in. But I just was addicted to stress and I had all this going on, but I was also like trying to dig through like all these traumas and try to heal. And so I woke up one day and I was so sick. I finally found out I had chronic Lyme disease. I got bit again. And this was all about a year after I'd gone through all that craziness with my dad. So it was crazy. So I used all of my energy up, nothing left for me. And I woke up one day, I was in a walking boot, a walking shoe. My arm had frozen solid in the middle of the night. I couldn't move again. I was 50 pounds heavier and I was sitting on my couch sobbing because I literally did not know what to do with myself. And I was losing all my casting clients because you can't be freelance and people stop calling you if you say no a few times. So I've been going through the last 6 years what everybody in the world is going through in COVID right now. I had been isolated because of my viral issues. I had lost touch with everybody. I had been so sick. I had no community left and I'm on the verge of bankruptcy. But I'm still trusting, you know, even though I'm so depressed and crying and, you know, don't know what's happening, I see there's a little glimmer. I'm like, okay, hang on, hanging on by my fingernails at that point. But I'm like, hang on. And I get these wake up calls from the universe, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it wakes me up and I pull up Facebook and I see this woman with this really sweet face and this kind of gravelly voice. And she's talking about serving in the middle of a pandemic and connecting with people and finding your soul's purpose and all these magical things. And I think, oh, that would be so cool if I could do something like that. But I can't right now. I still had so much brain damage from my Lyme disease and the mold that was clearing. I couldn't see for myself like coming to you, but I felt you like, and I just, every intuitive piece of me just went, oh, that's your force field. There she is right there. And so I fought it. Like I was like, nope, can't do it. I'm not going to do it. Don't have the money. Can't, you know, so I had to borrow money from my dad, 55 years old. I had to borrow money from my dad to do the class. But one of your mentors, Melissa, in the challenge was so amazing and held my hand. And she was like, dude, just get in here. Just get in here. And I've always had this invisibility thing. That's why I hid behind the camera as a casting director. What I did for years was help people walk through fear, hold space for them to heal, help them find joy. And I could do it for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of actors at a time, but it was like a split second, like a minute or two. So it's interesting that I came into the class with you, and I've always been okay in any transformational workshop that I've been in. I've always been the first one to raise my hand, the first one to cry, the first one to be vulnerable, the first one to open up and be like, I will show you what it looks like to throw up in front of 1,000 people. It's fine. And because you're so authentic and you're such a like ninja of what you do, like I just went blah, and boy, did I find my authentic voice. I just vomited out to you that I am psychic and I'm intuitive and I read people's energy and I'm an energy healer. And that's what I've always done with actors. They don't know that's what I've done. I read into them. I can find out. I literally hear within 30 seconds what brings them joy, what lights them up, where they're stuck, how to access that. So saying that to you, listening to you get excited, feeling the possibility of that, immediately, like 150 people in the class immediately messaged me. I started a Facebook group that night. I had 12 people say, please, we want a reading. I'm like, oh, for what? They're like, for that thing you do. I'm like, okie doke. All right, let's see what I do. So I just started doing readings, and I was so hung up on money because I was so broke and bankrupt and, you know, in all the ways. So I let a classmate offer me the first amount of money, and that's what I charge now for my hour and a half readings. I had so much trouble doing all my homework because I've had so many clients come from the class. I've got 35 clients since we started on May 25th. I'm amazed. And the fact that you said be messy and do C work has been the gift of my lifetime, because I'm like, okay, I can manage my clients and my energy, because I was terrified that I would like start hemorrhaging all myself into that again and like not know how to do that balance. But man, oh man, I'm listening to my whispers and I've got that beautiful balance. I was able to take in and absorb all the magic that you were gifting. You've got this amazing community. So I have all these chosen family now. Like I have this community of sisters and dudes. Like I'm so happy for like all these enlightened people, and they're all healing each other. So it's not lost on me. What I do now, I have finally walked through the fire enough to come out lit up on the other side instead of burnt up by it. And I am teaching and coaching people how to be peaceful in the middle of a pandemic, how to keep your immune system balanced so that you will not get sick. And if you do, here's a list of wellness and energetic modalities and things that will help you through that. And here's how your spirit comes into play. So I've struggled with what to call myself, but I'm a spiritual empowerment coach, basically, is what it boils down to. And an energy healer. And so I use my intuitive gifts, and I'm kind of primarily working with like empaths and creatives and entrepreneurs and just people to like move through fear and blockages to just create like a magical life of like joy and authenticity and peace and all those things. And it's been the gift of my lifetime to get here. And I owe you like my heart for holding my hand and walking me home to myself.
Shannon, it's so epic. It's so big. It is a movie. Like it is a movie that needs to be made. That is extraordinary. And I have this image. I mean, that image that you painted of you sitting on that couch and your arm is frozen and you're in a walking cast. And like, it's almost as if what came to me is you had all this intuitive energy, right? And you weren't, where is it supposed to go? You were constantly cutting yourself off from letting it just sort of flow, right? And so it's like your body was like, was in the way almost. And it was like, once you let through what you really are and you walked home to yourself, it's like, oh, now I can be me. Now this physical me can actually do what it needs to do, as opposed to sort of all this energy that was just, it didn't have anywhere to go, right? I'm so proud of you for basically just like we said all these times, this radical self-acceptance, radical really accepting what it is that is your gift, right? As opposed to like, what are people going to think of this? Or why do I push that away? You know?
Yeah.
It was so clear that like, there was no question. It was like, well, this is what you do. You just said it 15 times. Well, let's just fully embrace that. And look what happened when you did. I mean, 35 clients, there are people that would take them 3 years to get 35 clients. And it's just the beginning. Like, as you continue to just deepen your own, you know, self-permission and grow into like really like putting a stake in the ground. I mean, when you talked about, you lit up for a second when you talked about how you can see an actor, like what brings them joy. And I could just see you also having a very specific offer just for actors and for creatives when it comes to auditioning and when it comes to like really dropping in, especially because you also have that casting experience and you know so much about what's being picked up from the camera. And I think that that's so invaluable. I think people would pay three times probably your rate to be even in a group workshop, just as a side note.
I appreciate that. That is one of the things that I've got in the works and I haven't put it together completely yet, but I'm working on something with that. And then I'm actually, it's in the works already. We're just playing with it now. But Ryan and I are going to team up to do kind of an on-camera sparkle, like authenticity thing together.
I love that you're teaming up. So that's really, really, really exciting. Good. Tell us where we can find you and where we can follow along in your journey.
Well, thanks to you and the ability to be messy, I was recording my trailer for my podcast and I accidentally hit publish, which was awesome. So then I went, okay, well, apparently I'm going to need to record a few episodes. So 17 episodes later, I am addicted and I love it. And I am the storytelling fool. And my dad, who's 80, follows along. He's like, Sissy, this is good. You're a storyteller. And it's called, because I live in my Airstream and I jokingly called myself the Airstream Oracle early on. And somebody helped me to design a logo. And so that's who I am now. I'm the Airstream Oracle. So it's Adventures of the Airstream Oracle on Apple and all the major podcast platforms. And then again, thanks to you, I am all over Instagram and loving it because Facebook was fun, but Instagram is awesome. So it's Airstream_Oracle on Instagram. And as of last night, I got my little Linktree link up on my Instagram. So that'll send you to my Facebook group and the podcast and all that good stuff.
Fantastic. Shannon, you are a rock star. This really goes to show how much is possible when you just embrace your gifts, claim who you are, and tell people that you're here to serve them. It is truly, truly epic. I'm so proud of you, Shannon. We all love you. All right, the next student you're going to hear from is Jennifer Legra, who has one of the most fun businesses I've ever heard of. She's the founder of Drinking the Whole Bottle, which has become an amazing community of people who want to celebrate together and have fun and really connect and enjoy each other's company. And what I love about Jennifer's story is that by going through this program, she finally made a stand for herself, committed, and found her worth so she could turn this into a sustainable business. So here we go. Take a listen to this incredible journey. Jennifer, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I love what you're up to. It's so out of the box. It's so creative. So tell us a little bit about what you do and what your journey's been like.
So I started Drinking the Whole Bottle about 10 years ago, and it came from a quote by Paulo Coelho, who wrote The Alchemist. And the quote is, accept what life offers you and try to drink from every cup. All wine should be tasted, some should be sipped, and with others, drink the whole bottle. And I just thought that perfectly encapsulated. At the time, we had, in the span of 10 months, my husband and I had decided to move abroad. We found out we were having a baby. We got engaged. We moved to the Dominican Republic, and then we had the baby in 10 short months. And so I thought drinking the whole bottle and just like accepting everything and all of the flavors of life, some being bitter and some being super sweet, was just a really good encapsulation of everything I wanted to talk about. And so that was a beautiful spark of a moment. And then for years, it's just been this upward battle and struggle. And how do I make this something that makes money, and how do I make this a business, and just wavering back and forth all the time about, am I making the right decision? Should I just go back to the thing I was doing before? I was teaching before. And so I kept going back to that. Should I go back to teaching? Is this ever going to be something? And just years and years of that. And quite honestly, I think just not really knowing what to do. And then fast forward to January of 2020, before we even knew the world was shut down, I came across this like Kathy Heller 5-day challenge. And I thought like, okay, this seems interesting. And from day one, I was like, oh my God, like this is so much magic. And so in January, just the timing was terrible for me. And so I couldn't do it, but it was always in the back of my mind. And then in May, you did the challenge again, and I did it again. And I was like, you know what? I got to figure out how to make this work. And I did. And it was totally life-changing just from like week one. For me, I think it was a lot of mindset stuff. I think my favorite Kathy Heller quote is like, who says so? And so realizing through the 12 weeks that a lot of what I want to do, I was already doing. My husband and I show up in our community. We live abroad. Right now we're in Mexico. We show up for school community all the time. We throw parties. We have lip sync battles. We do pub quizzes. We have theme parties. We have cocktail nights. And my friends would always be like, well, are you going to charge for this? And we're like, no, we're, you know, it's fine. And so I think through this, just realizing like, I already build the community. I already do those things. So like now, how could I show up not just for other people, but also for myself, I think was probably one of the biggest realizations, just valuing what I do and my gifts and realizing that that can serve others.
It's so cool. And it's amazing how you are so creative and you opened up to like, what could this really be as a career path? And tell us what it turned into. Tell us what your offer is. Tell us what you're doing and how people responded to it.
So the first thing that started happening was one of our Made to Do This members had reached out and said, I'm doing this like birthday party with some friends. And I think you and your husband hosting like a cocktail hour would be really fun. And so we did that with them. And essentially, I send all of the ingredients and materials beforehand. We send like videos on how to make simple syrup and videos for like, if you don't have these tools, you can use those tools. And then the ingredients go out. And then at the actual event, so we walk through mixing the drink all together. We do everything together. We shake together, which is my favorite part of the event. And then we go into like the middle of it is we usually do some kind of game. And so it's been like a trivia, music, and then we go into mixing one last drink together and sort of like culminating it that way. And so we did that first event. And then from there, one of the friends that was at her party then booked two other parties. And so we've been doing these sort of private parties, but we're also including like a monthly what I call open bar. And so anybody could join and you can come on your own or you could come with your pair. And so we're doing that monthly now. And then each month it'll be like a different theme and different drinks. And there's always music. And we like to tell everybody, like, let us know when you're ready to shake your cocktail together. We're going to do it all together. And so that's been super fun. I think realizing again, with being online for so many years, I've figured out how to do so much of this stuff, just learning all these different tools and resources that are out there to help you grow your business. And I've been using them. And so then I started that all then kind of turned into this direction of helping others kind of show up for what it is they want to do. And so just kind of helping a lot of the new people that are coming into this tech social media world, like with the same philosophy of drinking the whole bottle, but celebrating their wins and celebrating their successes. And then also just holding a space for them to like walk them through a step-by-step. This is how we use Instagram, but also like, this is the deeper meaning of everything and just kind of like helping with some mindset coaching. So it's been just so many things happening at once and realizing just like how many things are possible.
Yes. And I was just going to say, what's so cool is that you start down this path and you then start to see three and four other branches sprouting from this one place. And that's why the clarity comes from the action, right? You just, now you see that. You're like, oh my God, I do this. And now this is sprouting and this is growing. I think a lot of people at home are probably thinking, that all sounds really fun and really cool, but I don't think she's making any money doing that. Like, is there actually a business in that?
Yeah, surprisingly. And I think I came into it thinking the same thing. Like, how could I possibly make money off of having a good time? And I think a big realization for me when COVID hit was I kind of stopped a lot of what I was doing just to focus on my kids and to make sure that they were okay through this process of homeschooling and virtual learning and not being around their friends. And so I was posting a lot more on Instagram stories. And what I kept hearing back from people is like, oh my gosh, I love watching all the fun things that you do. Oh my gosh, I love how much fun you guys are having. And I realized that we were thriving through this really horrible, crazy, weird time. And then something else that you had mentioned, which was like, you know, it's almost selfish to not share with others. If you're doing something and you know how to do it, it's your responsibility to share with other people how they can do it too. And so, yeah, I think I came into it thinking, well, it's just fun. Like, how could you make money off of that? And realizing that it doesn't, nothing has to be super expensive. When we do our open bar cocktail hours, you know, that's just a portion of what we're doing. It's like $15 per person. Or if you're coming with a pair, it's $27. But when you have 30 people showing up, that's a nice chunk of change, you know, and it's not the only thing we're doing. So for me, it's really about putting all together all of these different things that I've gotten really good at doing, coaching people to, you know, show up in their online world, doing these open bar cocktail hours, doing some private parties here and there. And like, we have a great time doing it. And I know that all of that will eventually build and become something else and everything changes. And that's part of the beautiful thing about, you know, creating your own thing is I could decide one day to not do any more cocktail hours, but right now it's really fun. And right now it works for us. And our kids love it because when we're doing our happy hour, they get to be on the iPad for an hour. So it's really a win-win. And it is just about figuring out how to put all those things together. And just for me, at least, like actually charging for it. Because again, I was doing this before. It was just like, I would spend 80 hours building a pub quiz, like, and then we would charge nothing. So it was just about finding the balance of still serving people, and everything isn't necessarily expensive, but saving a place where they could come and they could join and they could feel invited and they could have a good time. That doesn't have to be expensive. And then just figuring out all of the other ways to make it work.
I love it so much. I love that you just added that whole piece, and I did the math and it's $810. If you have $27, you said, okay. So the thing is, if people really step back and listen to what you just said, it's like, wow, $810 to do something that I love doing. If I did that twice a week, that's $6,480 a month, $6,480 a month for 2 hours of work a week that I love. When we really, really look, it goes back to what you said 6 minutes ago, which is it's about what's possible, right? And then it's this finally giving yourself permission to say, there's value in this, and I'm going to open up to receiving back for what I am giving. And that then only allows you to put more time back into that and get even more creative and keep serving. And I'm sure that especially during COVID, the folks that have shown up to be a part of what you're doing on all the different aspects, they are so excited that that's available, especially now in COVID. So I love that you figured that out and gave yourself that gift and in turn gave that to other people. So awesome. Tell us where we can be a part of your world and follow along and join in.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. You could find me pretty much everywhere at Drinking the Whole Bottle. I have a website, Drinking the Whole Bottle, tons of stuff about fun and traveling and family. And there's also a link there of how you can work with me. My Instagram is also Drinking the Whole Bottle. And I have a growing Facebook page and group, and everything is under Drinking the Whole Bottle. I'd love for anybody to come and join.
So fun. So cool to see how so many things can turn into a whole world and a business. And I'm excited to see where you're going to go with it. Jennifer, you're amazing. I know that this is going to grow so much, and you are inspiring people just by doing the work that lights you up, which is completely awesome. All right, for our grand finale, we have the super talented Jonia Miller. She's an illustrator and a designer. And what is truly remarkable about her is that she was born with a visual impairment, and she spent her whole life being told that there were certain things she could not do, that she was limited to what was actually possible for her. And she said to herself, you know what? I'm not going to let any of this stop me. This is one of the most empowering tales I've ever heard. So let's get into it. Here's the incredible Jonia Miller. Jonia, thanks for being with us today.
Oh,
thank you for having me. Like, you have no idea how grateful and thankful I am. I found you about a year ago on iHeartRadio. And then once I heard you and was listening to you, I was like, I don't know where she came from, but I know I'm supposed to listen to whatever she's talking about right now. Your energy is infectious and it just stirred something up in my spirit. And I was like, I'm hooked, and whatever she is, I'm there. So I'm completely honored and grateful and thankful to be a part of this process.
That is so generous. You just poured all that life into me. And tell everybody what you do and what was sort of the journey for you these last few months.
I am an illustrator and designer. My gift and my purpose is to create and inspire people through my art and through my story to pursue their purpose. I'm visually impaired. I have no vision in my left eye. When I was born, I was born blind. And through God's grace and mercy, even though I have no vision in my left eye, he told me, this where you start is not where you're going to finish. I got plans for you. And through my journey through life, I've been told you're not going to be able to drive. I've been told to my face, we're not going to hire you for jobs. And I use that as fuel to my fire, as determination to say, you know what? I'm going to show you. You're not going to be able to tell me what I can't do. And that's what I do through my art. I believe that's my gift from God. I feel that that's my purpose. That's what sets my soul completely on fire. And to me, I feel when I'm drawing or creating something for someone, it's not work to me. It's truly what I love to do. And I know that's what I'm supposed to do. And like I said, when I found you, I was like, she's not that you were giving me permission, but it's like confirmation of what you're doing right now is not what you're supposed to be doing. And that, like, you really need to get on board. And then when you start doing the 5-day challenge, and then at the end, I was like, okay, that's COVID hit. The kids was home from school. I was like, okay, I don't know if I'll be able to do this program. And I liked you, on the last day, I felt in my spirit, they was like, yo, you better sign up right now. Not in a minute, right now. So I grabbed my phone and I did it. And I felt so much peace after I did it. It was like, I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And it's been an amazing ride through this whole process. Like, I've always wanted to be a part of a community with like-minded individuals. Like, they were all artists, but they had the same drive and dream of wanting to create a business and be in business for themselves, whatever that may look like for them. And I've never really had that. I grabbed onto it, like, through the pod and making connections and listening to you through the classes. Like, you made me think about things I never thought about before. Even in my business, like, I create custom pieces, illustration and logos for people. I also put my artwork on t-shirts and bags and things like that. So the class that we went through about creating a different offer, I was like, okay, I do logos. Well, where else can I kind of take that? And that's where one of my offers came from, is like the branding piece. And I was like, okay, well, I can do that. I partially do that already. So just expanding on that and creating the different kind of like templates and stuff, I can do that. So that's one of my offers. And then once I did that, I started to put it out there. Like, people just started coming, and I wasn't really marketing, but again, listening to you, be messy, just show up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to just show up. But just word of mouth, me doing previous work for other people, it just started flowing in. And I know that's because I was in this space and I allowed myself to do the work. Like God said, if you do your part, I'm gonna show up and do mine. So, and that's what I've been doing. I've been doing my part, and he's been showing up and showing out. And I'm so grateful and thankful for everything that you have given me and giving to this whole group. Like, you giving nothing but all of yourself. And I'm so truly grateful and thankful for all of that. Like, I love to be of service to people. Like, you have a vision and it's my job to bring it forth for you so you can go on and create your business, or you have this great piece of artwork that inspires you every day. So you allow me to be able to do that, to be more of service to people and be accepting of being of service to people.
My God, everybody who is listening right now, like, everyone's like vibrating. Like, you are such a lightning rod the word you just keep saying is vision. Like, you want to bring people's vision to life. And, you know, there are people who have 20/20 vision and they can't see anything. And you share the story about what you've been struggling with on a physical level, and yet you see so clearly, and you see other people so clearly, and you see what they came to the world to do, and then you're able to creatively create visual art. I mean, the level of amazing is like, it's hard to find words that adequately describe you or your infectious energy and your determination and the magic, the magical way that you actually see. Like, you see doors where there aren't any, and then the door opens. It's amazing. And for people who are struggling with their own, you know, physical limitations or limiting beliefs, what do you want to say to them about what's possible?
My brother, when I graduated from college, he did a speech and he said, I want everybody to raise their hand. And he said, the reason Nia walks on her toes, because she had to see above all the hands that stood against her, all the hands that told her that she can't, or she couldn't, or she wouldn't. She had to see above that to see her end goal, to see where she was going. And she's done that, and she continues to do that. So I say that to other people, regardless of the hands or the bodies or whatever that stands in front of your way, walk around it, move through it. Just don't let it stop you from pursuing your purpose. Don't let it stop you from being everything that the universe, God, or whatever you want to call him, has created you to be. Just because someone told you you can't doesn't mean you can't. If someone told you no, it may be it's not right now, but that no is not a definite no. I've been told no a lot, and I'm like, you know what? Okay, maybe not right now, but your no is not my end. I'm not supposed to go through you. You're not supposed to be with me on this journey. And sometimes people aren't going to be with you on your journey. And that's my hope for everyone, is to pursue your purpose. To not let people say what you can't do. Don't let their limiting beliefs stop you from being all that you're supposed to be. Whatever it is, it doesn't necessarily mean you starting a business or growing a corporate ladder. Whatever that is for you, whatever you feel that your purpose is, pursue it. Pursue it with everything that's in you.
You've brought everybody to tears like four times, and you've like blessed us with your story and with yourself. And it's really as if you're wearing a cape. You're kind of a superhero, and you're the only one who can say it the way you say it. That is so powerful. I mean, it's just exquisite. And so before you came into Made to Do This, were you charging for branding and logos, or no. Is that, so have you started doing that, and has that turned into a nice, are you seeing that that's becoming a business for you?
It is becoming, like, beforehand, I was just doing like logos and like custom illustrations for people for their business or just personal use. And before I started the Made to Do This, I was listening to the other Made to Do This class, and I think it was Sadie.
Yeah.
Okay, I never thought about that, but I think that could be something that I could take hold of. Because I was like, well, I'm kind of doing it already, like talking to people about their what colors and what does your logo look like to you. And then like, and most people are like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, well, give me three words, like colors, something like, and they would just give me very little of what was in their head. And I kind of like sewed it all together and like, okay, this is what I see. Like, if I was talking to you and you was like, Nia, I'm looking for a logo for a t-shirt and this is my vision. And like, I'm not sure, by the time the end of our conversation, I know what your logo looks like in my head. And then when I give it back to you, like, that's exactly what I was looking for. So I was doing that, but the branding part was something I was like, you know what? I can do that. And I started working on creating an offer for that. I threw it out to the group as a freebie about 10 things that go into branding. So, and I got a lot of great feedback from that. But again, I wasn't doing a lot of marketing, but other people were coming to me through word of mouth who were looking like for branding and things like that. So I was doing beta testing, like not giving them the whole offer, but giving them a cheaper price. I wanted to see how this worked. And it's steadily growing. And especially with this time of COVID, I'm extremely grateful and thankful that I'm still working, that people are coming to me for work. Just grateful for everything that's coming toward me right now.
I mean, you have no idea how grateful I am, and everyone who's sitting here and everyone who's listening is so grateful for every minute of you sharing. It is just such a gift. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. I don't think I knew that part, that you heard Sadie's story and then see Sadie inspired you. And that's exactly what you guys are doing right now. That's what's so cool. It just keeps on giving people permission to raise their hand and see a new possibility and see permission for themselves.
I want to say this one thing, like before we started this Made to Do This class, I have a dry erase board in my office and I was writing out all my ideas, and my vision was, one day I said, I'm going to be on her podcast by the time this is over. I don't know how, but we're going to throw that affirmation out there and we're going to affirm that. And I just had to share that with you because once I saw it, I almost forgot about it. I was like, I really wrote her name on my board. And it was up there for a minute before I erased it. Like, I was going to be on her podcast.
Well, and so it is. So it was written. You're just going to continue to have so much blessing. There's no doubt about it. Thank you for all of it. Tell us where we can find you and your work and all that.
My website is Jonia, J-O-N-I-A, Miller.com. And that's the same for all my social media. Instagram is at Jonia Miller. My Facebook business page is Jonia Miller Illustrations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just wow. I really don't have words to express what it's like to hear that story again and again. Jonia, you are a special, special soul, and you have so much ahead of you. Please keep us posted on what you're doing and how you're changing the world. You are so unstoppable. And for all of you listening, Jonia was super generous and made a discount code. So if you go to her site, which we have in the show notes, you can use the code Kathy2020 and get 15% off your first purchase. She has t-shirts, mugs, prints, and all of her work is so beautiful. You're definitely going to want to take advantage of this offer. Oh my gosh, how inspiring was that? All right, so here are the takeaways. Number one, push through your discomfort a little bit each day. Number two, you're worth it to live out your dreams. When you live out your dreams, you can have the money and the platform to give back. Number three, be messy, do C-grade work. Number four, raise your hand, be vulnerable and embrace who you are. Number five, accept all the flavors of life that are offered to you. Try to drink from every cup. Number six, you can serve people by inviting them into a place where they can have a good time. Number seven, show up and do the work. And number eight, there will be hands and limiting beliefs that stand in your way. Walk around them, move through them. Don't let that stop you from pursuing your purpose, from being everything the universe has created you to be. Thank you guys so much for being here. I know that your time is the most precious thing, and it means the world that you spend it listening to this show. The Property Brothers are going to be on Monday's episode, and Guy Raz, who hosts the show How I Built This, is also coming up in a couple weeks. Plus, Martha Beck will be here soon. So if you want to make sure that you don't miss any of these amazing episodes, then please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It is completely free to subscribe. And I'm just curious if this episode inspired you. Did it help you see what's possible? If so, then please take a second to think, is there somebody in your life who might benefit from this? Can you share it with them? Post about it on your Instagram and tag me and tag someone who needs to hear it, because we want to get more people fired up to walk down the path of what they were put here to do. And remember, if you want to join my signature program, Made to Do This, doors are open today through next week. You can go to madetodothis.com to get all the information. And we have some pretty awesome fast action bonuses. If you sign up in the next couple of days, you'll get a free ticket to our next virtual summit. Plus, you'll get my podcasting course for free as well. I love you guys. I'll leave you with a song of mine, and I'll talk to you on Thursday. But now I'm back in here to fight. Can't worry if
got the heart of a hero.